This is The Wow Show, the first all-female sports podcast produced and supported by an NFL team. Join co-hosts Jade Kenny and Janine Samuels as they welcome guests ranging from authors to athletes to public officials and their families, all to inspire, motivate, and make change within ourselves. We keep you up to date on all things Washington football, plus discussing topics that matter most to women. Our goal is to connect and empower women through sports by sharing power-packed strategies to help you level up your mind, body, and soul, all while rooting on our burgundy and gold.
The 2021 Washington football team schedule has been released. The rookies are in town. Rookie camp was last week, and OTAs are underway this week. Lots of Washington football to talk about all summer long, and I cannot wait. This is The Wow, brought to you by Fresh Fine Wine. We have an incredible woman here today that we are going to dive into that interview with.
Yes, today we have a truly incredible guest with us. She's actually been a part of the Washington football family for many years, and we really just want to take full advantage of not only getting to know her, but getting to know the man that really rides right beside her as well. So joining us here today on The Wow is the USO of Metropolitan Washington Baltimore president and CEO, Lisa Marie Riggins. And if you haven't figured it out by her last name, she is also the wife of the legendary John Riggins. Hello, Lisa Marie. How are you today? Thank you so much for being here.
I am well, Janine. Thank you for having me.
This is so exciting to just talk to you again and just bring you to our WOW community. But we really wanted to just get things kicked off with just a fun game of, instead of this or that, we wanted to do a game called Him or Me. Basically, we're going to just ask you a couple of questions and you just have to let us know if this is you. So you would say me or your husband, John Riggins. So super fun. Don't even think about it. Just whatever your gut answer is, go ahead and respond that way. So we'll go ahead and kick things off if that's all right with you.
Okay. I feel like I'm in a splash box and I'm going to fall in the water if I answer the wrong way. Go ahead.
But you know what? No one will know. But
that's
you.
True. That's true. Okay. Start throwing.
All right. So who rises the earliest in the mornings?
Him.
This is like rapid fire.
I am not a morning person. Never have been. So it's definitely him.
Who is the loudest at kids' sporting events?
Me. He doesn't say a word.
Interesting.
And he sits off on a hill away by himself. He doesn't like to be in the crowd. Yeah.
All right. So who likes to have a cocktail more?
It used to be him. Now it's me.
True. I'll be honest.
We have flipped.
Amen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who came up with the idea to get married in Mayor Giuliani's office?
Him.
All right.
Yeah, there's a story behind
that. About
that.
Yeah, we're going to dive into that for sure.
Definitely cannot wait to get into that story as we were kind of just doing some research to get ready for today. I was like, oh my gosh, she like literally is not only a powerhouse now presently, but she has some amazing stories to share. So we want to dig into all of that in a second, but we really just wanted to kick things off by getting to know you. Looking at your bio, so impressive. First of all, you're an Army brat born in Germany. The Washington football team's first round pick, we're getting into the draft and we're doing all of that right now, but really just thinking about you and what you have, quite an impressive bio and resume. So actress, criminal defense attorney, state prosecutor, founding president of the nonprofit Fairness of Athletes in Retirement, which we're definitely going to talk about, and now president and CEO of USO Metro. What literally do you feel like were your keys to success to being able to do all of the things and still come out on top?
Wow, that's a loaded question, but I'll try to be articulate. And this is truthful. I think the irony truly is it was growing up as an Army brat, because there was a resiliency that you had to have. You had to be so adaptive to change. I grew up in a very tough, strict environment. There was no whining. There was no victimhood. And I think also because you change so much and you move so much and survival relied on being adaptive, once I got out on my own, I don't know how impressive it is that I've had so many different career choices, but I think, and I use this word, it's a big SAT word. I was peripatetic. I wanted change, right? I would do something, I'd figure it out. I'd do it for a while, and then I was ready for a change. I thought acting was going to be a great way to support that need because it's always change. And I did it for 10 years, but then I think I kind of grew up and wanted a different change. So I would say the military experience is really what put me into a lifetime of constantly changing and trying something else.
I was going to follow up with that. We were talking about our first round draft pick, Jamin Davis. He is also from a military background. Parents were military. Also, Coach Ron Rivera comes from a military background. And since it is Military Appreciation Month, we should celebrate all year through, not just this month. Just wanted that. But how do you think being from a military background or military family prepares you for leadership roles like the one that you're holding?
Well, let me just say too about the Coach Rivera and your first round draft choice. It's funny, whenever I find out that people are military brats and LeVar Arrington, who was one of our veterans, who I think was a first round draft choice in 2000, second draft pick in the draft or first, I can't remember. He's an Army brat. There's a kinship. There's like an unspoken kinship because there's a similar way of living and growing up. And maybe we never even say that to each other, but I already feel a kinship to those two. I may never meet them. But I already feel like they're my people, right? That we are connected. I think one of the things that for me is so profound in growing up in the military is you can't grow up and not be humble. There's a humility that is endemic to growing up in the military. There's a protocol. There is, you really understand order. You really understand that it's not about you. You really understand it's always about something bigger. When you're growing up with a parent that you don't know as a child, but could always go away and maybe not come back, or go away and is doing great things for security, there's a humility in that. And that's what really, so I think leaders, the best leaders have humility. Coach Rivera, you know, I mean, I would be shocked if he didn't have the same level of humility and accessibility, if you will. And that's probably what inspires his players. You saw how he handled himself during the season with his illness, right? He didn't whine. It was not about victimhood. He showed up. He didn't make it about him. And look at how everybody rallied around him and supported their leader.
Yeah, most definitely. And he even talks very similar to what you're saying, is that he really feels like growing in that military environment made him who he is right now. And he uses a lot of what he learned in the military in the locker room to pass on to his players. So you brought up a great point just about, you know, you being a military brat, having to travel and move a lot, having a lot of career switches and choices. Like, you have to be adaptable. You have to make adjustments. And the military helps you do that. So for people out there, though, that don't necessarily have a military background, but maybe they're stuck in a position or a job that they're just not happy in, sometimes it's frowned upon. And even you mentioned it about having so many different careers and switching things like that. What advice would you give to someone that just knows that they need a change, but is maybe afraid and doesn't know how to make that switch?
God, that's a great point, because, and I'll bring up my husband. You know, we had two extremely different lives growing up. He lived in a small town in Kansas with a town of 500 and lived there his whole life. And I moved 17 times, right? So he doesn't like change at all. The thought of packing or changing or moving, it gives him hives. For me, it's like, let's go, right? Let's go. And that's been a part of our marriage. I think I've moved him into different situations that he never would have moved in. So having married somebody who doesn't understand or appreciate or even want to deal with constant change, it's been interesting for me to see how my psychology works. And I would say that if you're in a rut and if you're in a dead end situation, there's nowhere to go up, nowhere to go but up if you make a change. Just stalemating and going down, it's not an option, right? So I think Mother Nature smiles on courage. And I think Mother Nature smiles on risk. And if you do it with just a quiet sense of faith that whatever that is to you, you just have to trust it. But you can't grow without change. And you owe it to yourself to not stagnate. You owe it to yourself. I would have never known that I would be the CEO and president of the USO if you talked to me as the girl who was in the American Academy of Dramatic Arts in New York City at age 22, completely clueless, right? You have to just jump.
Obviously, our listeners mostly are a lot of women just like us, some moms, and we wanted to get your advice on doing it all. I mean, you're such a powerhouse. You clearly got a lot going on. You're I like to say serial overachiever, just like to constantly keep going. That's what I tell myself too. But what is your advice for raising young women, and how do you balance it all?
Well, you know, going back to what I just said about risk and courage, you can also get very comfortable in your situation, which is good. You know, being comfortable and secure and supportive. I've had years like that, thankfully, I think to my husband and what he was able to bring to the marriage. But during those kind of comfortable times, don't get soft. You got to keep thinking about moving the ball. And as I became a mom, it's interesting. When I had my daughter, it was shortly after I got married, and I had spent a decade as an artist, right? I'd been living in LA, New York. I was on MTV. I had that fun life. Then all of a sudden I had this little girl, and I had a very successful husband who was going to be able to take care of us. However, I don't know if it's the military background. I thought, my God, here I have this living person. And if something happens to him, and that's probably the military life, right? Never really having that sense of guarantee that your dad was coming back or he was always going to be there. I thought, if something happened to my husband, how would I take care of this person, right? I couldn't take care of them as on a caterer's salary, because that's what I did, calligraphy and catering, you know? She deserved a quality of life that he was able to bring, and I needed to sustain that. So I say that at the height of my comfort and security, both income from my spouse, living a life in New York City, baby, in love, I enjoyed that for 4 years, but then I hustled and thought, I got to do something where I need to be able to earn more than 18 bucks an hour, right? So I went to law school. I went to law school at the height of being secure. And now there are women out there that go to law school and they're struggling. They're working a day job. They've got children. I bowed down to them all day long. I had support. I had financial support. I could do it, but there was still a commitment intellectually, emotionally, and psychologically after being out of school for 15 years, going into law school, right? So I think I forgot the first part of your question, but because I went on and on. It's important to always actualize, always see the next thing, see the next thing, see where you need to be. That doesn't mean you don't enjoy the moment, but don't ever get placid. Don't ever get so comfortable. So I know my four-year-old, who's now a 24-year-old, she would sit in bed with me while I would study. She would, you know, I have stuff where her little cartoons are always her watching TV while mommy's studying. I hope that inspires her. I do.
That's perfect, because she could see firsthand that it's, you know, you have to be comfortable being uncomfortable. And for you to just say, you know, because they're, you know, the easier option and the comfortable option would have obviously been to just stay doing what you were doing. And I just love that you were forward thinking enough to say, no, I need to be more, do more, so that I can provide just in case. Again, like you said, just from, you know, having that military background and that mindset, and in kind of researching and just learning more about you, there was a Washingtonian article, February of 2019, and the headline like literally stopped me as I'm scrolling on Google. It said, bad news for the NFL, John Riggins' wife is a lawyer. Lisa Marie Riggins' fight against the NFL's shabby treatment of older retired players. And this was another situation where you were not going to allow status quo to remain, and you weren't going to allow, you know, people that were really uncomfortable, that didn't have, you know, good pensions, you know, retired NFL players, to continue to be uncomfortable. So can you just talk a little bit about FAIR?
Yeah, wow, you said it better than I did. And it's funny, Janine, when that article came out, I almost winced, because I thought, oh no, NFL, you know, I'm not Johnny Cochran. You don't have to, you know, I'm not coming after you with pitchforks. I swear I'm a reasonable, you know, person. But Yeah, I guess you're 100% right. And back to Jade's question, where she said, how do you do it? You got to take care of yourself through the way. All right. You have to pay attention to where your body and your mind are breaking down and you're grinding the gears, and you have to pay attention to that. I got really, and this, there's a link to FAIR. I was really grinding myself down after I moved here. I took 3 bar exams, right? And I had a 4-year-old and a 10-year-old bar exams, you know, and I was an older lady. Then I started working in the bowels of criminal defense, not an easy thing, state prosecutor. So I was grinding down and I could feel it. I was losing my hair. So I backed off and did a lot of self-care. By that, I mean, I did intense yoga. I started meditating because I knew I wasn't going to be good to anybody or anything with no gears left. That period of time gave me kind of the awareness and the openness to see some of the suffering in the community that my husband had come from, our friends, fellow players. And that I couldn't take it anymore, but I had the strength from that taking care of myself moment to get back on the horse and do something that was really gratifying to me. So FAIR was an inspiration, both by the former players that were in my life and the time I took to get strong again and go back in there. And I have to tell you, bad news for the NFL, I wanted to come to them as somebody who was saying, I'm not fighting you. I'm not here to shame you. I'm not here to embarrass you. I'm here to educate you. And I believe that if you get the right facts and you see what's happening, you will be moved to fix this.
And so they were.
And it was one of the most gratifying experiences of my life. And I also got on board with that until, you know, I didn't want to take any income for it because I wanted the trust from the players. I wanted them to know this wasn't a money grab for somebody who was, you know, supposedly going out to support them. I needed to earn their trust because there's been a lot of people that have tried to help them, but it hasn't turned out right or for the right reasons. And I made more special relationships in that foxhole with former players that, you know, I was enriched. I actually was enriched. And I sleep well every night knowing that they've got a better pension.
Absolutely. I love what you said about you could feel that you weren't your best self and you knew that you couldn't give back, because we say that all the time. You cannot help others unless your tank is full. And I'm just like, all of our listeners, take that advice. You've heard it from someone else other than just me and Janine preaching
yep.
it.
Yeah.
But before we switch gears and talk about your relationship, we've got to talk about the USO and Metropolitan Washington Baltimore, all the great work that you are doing. Janine and I both, like she said, we're former cheerleaders for the Washington football team. We've been on military tours, and it is by far one of the most rewarding and humbling experiences. So we just want to talk about the USO.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it. And I know we're winding down on time, so I'll try to be really succinct with that too. I have come back home, you know, and FAIR was a gift for me. I trusted FAIR. I had the courage to do FAIR. And this is kind of how you can see the long tail. FAIR is what really brought me to the USO, because had I not gotten into that nonprofit space and really rolled my sleeves up and understood that was more gratifying than lawyering was great, I wouldn't have moved into the USO. So for me, it's coming home. My office is on Fort Myer. I lived on Fort Myer in the second grade. My biggest challenge, and I'm ready to do it, is to educate again and create increased awareness for the civilian population of who our military is and what they do, because the USO is often perceived as Bob Hope, as airport lounges, and we are so much more than that. And we've been around for 80 years, and we know we're more because we're in it with the military, right? I'm on bases every day. I'm seeing what they're doing. I'm seeing what we're providing for them. We have installations. We support them with food. We support them with training after they get out of the career. We support their children. We support their wives. We're the full service nonprofit. And one of the enviable things about the USO is we've always had the right to get on base with our installations. So we have access to these service members, and that is a privilege and a jewel. So we're always working with them and we're always responding to their needs. So my biggest challenge is we are now in a generation, I think for the first time, where you don't have somebody you know or a friend or a relative that served in the military. So it should never be obsolete. It should never be obsolete, because while we're carrying on our lives, these troops, these soldiers, these airmen, these, and there's so many women now in the military. I mean, it just warms my heart when I see all these women. I was out at Quantico Marine Base. There were women out there at the basic school training, I mean, bivouacking. I thought, you go, girl. Wow. You know, so that was a long-winded way of saying, it's one thing to say thank you for your service and never forget. It's another thing to take action and show that respect and that appreciation. And you can do that by supporting the USO. We've been there for them for 80 years. And the reason why is because we do it well.
You know, I just think it's so humbling what you're doing. And a lot of times they just want a thank you, but then being able to take the extra steps is even more important. So obviously, you know, while we're here to support every single step of the way, so keep us in mind for any events. We would love to come support and help out as well. I know that's one of the things that I miss the most about my time as a First Lady of Football. So, you know, thank you for, you know, everything that you do for the community, you know, within the military. So,
oh, well, thank you, Janine. I'll be knocking on your door. We got to find this. We got to keep the military and the Washington Football Team well connected.
Has your business been affected by COVID-19? Have you considered reducing or moving your office space? Then it's time to call Victory Van. We provide the best service and price with flexible options for your company's moving and storage needs. Visit victoryvan.com to get your free moving and storage quote today. For corporate storage and moving, it's always the right move to choose Victory Van. That's victoryvan.com, Victory Van Corporation, delivering excellence for 75 years and proud partner of the Washington Football Team.
Finch Services Incorporated, recognized in its industry as a world-class organization, is the exclusive supplier of John Deere golf and sports turf maintenance equipment for the Mid-Atlantic region. In business since 1945, Finch helps golf course and sports turf managers maintain some of the most exclusive playing surfaces in the region. Experience the Finch advantage for yourself. Contact one of our golf and sports turf sales specialists to see how we can help you maintain your field of dreams. Go to finchturf.com for more information.
At RTS, game day strategy doesn't stop when the whistle blows. RTS delivers smarter, more responsible waste and recycling services. As an official partner of the Washington Football Team, RTS is connecting the team and FedEx Field with sustainable solutions to care for the community and the environment. RTS, a better waste company. Find out more at RTS.com.
All right, so shifting gears a little bit, because, you know, obviously your husband, just, you know, such a legendary player within the Washington Football Team. I had the opportunity yesterday to attend the Daryl Green Celebrity Golf Classic. And one of the items that was up for bid in the auction was a John Riggins jersey. And so a lot of people know him from the great plays and what they saw on the football field, but you know him from the inside out. So if you can just share maybe something that the average person just would not know about him.
John is a real loner. You know, NFL Films did a piece on him, I think in 2005, and one of his coaches said the same thing, or a journalist said he was a loner, but he liked the attention. So that's a very interesting dynamic. When he got the attention and when he played, I look at him now and I look back on his career, he raised his level of play. John was one of those people that you could put in at the highest level of competition, playoffs, that kind, and that's when he really came to his top, right? His best self. But yet, outside of those moments, he's a loner. John is happiest. He's a farm boy, you know? I'm the social one. I'm the one who likes to meet and greet and do and be that army brat, right? Constantly trying to find my way in a new school. He's happiest outside digging holes, you know, for hours. He's more entertained by his own, his own self. So I guess I say that to say he had a very public career. He had a very social career just by virtue of who he was. He was always the life of the party. Now, that's a key point, too. We couldn't go anywhere, and John was the life of the party. But yet, in his deepest soul, he's a real loner.
You light up when you talk about him. It's great. I'm just staring at you. It's just great.
We've had a great run. He has not disappointed me. He has not disappointed me.
I'm even more of a fan of him now that he's treating you right. So great.
Yes. And I like to say too, Jade, he was a much better husband than he was boyfriend.
So.
Yeah. He was an all day lollipop as a boyfriend, but as soon as we got that ring on, He was solid. Yeah.
Well, speaking of that, how did you guys meet?
Well, the quick version is John, which we haven't said, but he has always been a big supporter of the military. So even before I met him, Rigos Rangers, you know, that was his deal. He didn't serve in Vietnam. He didn't get drafted. He had his number, but he's always felt bad about that. And he's always looked up to those men as his true heroes. And so he happened to be at a bar here in Washington, D.C., and he was, I like to call him Mr. January. They had just come back from their second Super Bowl. So he was white hot. And they were doing some kind of promotion for John Riggins Ford truck. And my dad was there, and my dad was a Ranger. So I came in to meet my dad. And thankfully, John thought I was somebody that was, he was with a bunch of people. And I think he was dared to send me a glass of champagne. So I accepted the glass, and my father and I walked down. And honestly, it was he and my father who bonded over the military, and my father being a Ranger and thanking him for his service. And I just got to enjoy the collateral. So that's how we met. And I think we left 6 hours later.
Wow, that is amazing. And then you fast forward, and we have to talk about it because we mentioned it at the top of the show, but just talk a little bit about the conversation about marriage over pasta at an Italian restaurant. And somehow it started there and into the marriage. And at the time, Mayor Rudy Giuliani's office.
Well, yeah. So John, he moved back to New York City after being here. Again, he kind of wanted to just be not anonymous per se, but you know, he had done the Rigo thing. He'd done the Washington, D.C. He was kind of in the spotlight. I think he kind of just wanted to tunnel on his own. So he went back to New York City. I was living there because I'd gone up there to be an actress. So we had a long distance relationship, but he, because I wasn't going to just hang around, right? I wasn't going to just hang around. I needed to pursue my dream. So he went up to New York City because he played for the Jets. So he had roots there. And again, he's a farm boy. He doesn't make decisions quickly. So we'd been dating for a while. And just one night we were having dinner. He'd moved into Hell's Kitchen. Wasn't the safest part of town at that time. And we had dinner at this macaroni pasta restaurant on Hell's Kitchen, 9th Avenue, 12 at midnight, because we were late night people as New Yorkers. Nobody else was in there. It was like a scene out of The Sopranos. They had the red checked, you know, tablecloth, and the pots were banging in the background, and it was lots of pasta. So it was John and I, and we thought we were going to be the only ones in there. And then in comes this couple, this threesome. It was Mayor Giuliani and two of his staffers. I don't know who they were. And we were like, holy cow, here we are in the middle of Hell's Kitchen at midnight. And the mayor is in here with us, right? Giuliani's a sports fan. He knew who John was. We talked to him briefly. It was great. Then we went back. And then John asked me to marry him. So I didn't know that that was going to be the night. And I think he thought we were going to have the place to ourselves, our soprano place. So we just kind of thought Giuliani was our good luck charm. You know, he was our good luck charm. So John, who's always kind of a showman and has great ideas, said, why don't we have him marry us? So quick adage on that. We sent a fax. Back then it was just faxing to his office to ask him. And he thought it was a joke. He thought it was a prank. So he never responded. And then I had a friend who worked in the mayor's office, and she said, by the way, you know, my friend who's getting married would like you to. So fast forward, we were in his office and he married us, and he was incredible. Giuliani was incredible at that time. He had really turned New York City around. So that's how it happened. Macaroni factory to the mayor's office.
Well, before we let you go, is there any advice you would give to, marriage advice, if you will?
Oh God, that's a huge question. Make sure, I mean, it depends on your taste. Chemistry is really important in the beginning. Laughter is really important to sustain it. And that I feel like your spouse really does have to be your confidant and your best friend. I mean, I love going out with my girlfriends and seeing them, but I always miss my husband, not in a syrupy way. He's just my base, right? And marry somebody ideally that you can trust as a person and doesn't have an agenda, and you know that they're who you think they are. They are who you think they are at all times. I know that's kind of a convoluted thing to say, but chemistry and laughter, I guess, is the is the recipe for, I think, longevity.
Yeah. And really, you know, enjoying the person for who they are.
Yes.
And lighting up like you light up when you
yes. I know it's kind of silly, right? I'm kind of like a schoolgirl still, but I first saw him when I was like 18 on the screen and I went, wow, he's like a combination of all those Rangers I grew up with, but you know, he's also, he was the combo.
Yeah. Well, and speaking of which, and then I know we have to let you go, but is there a particular play? Because I know that you weren't necessarily a huge football fan at the time, but was there a particular play of John Riggins that kind of just sticks in your mind as like the all-time great for you?
You mean that wasn't one that happened before me, but while he was actually playing, while I was.
Or anyone that you can think of that you were like, wow, this guy is the real deal.
Yeah. It's funny because I see photographs of some of his stuff that he's done and video. And I'm like, wow. Yeah. And this is kind of bittersweet because John never liked that. You know, the other thing that people don't know about John, he didn't like hurting people. I know that seems really hard to understand, but he did not like hurting people. He just wanted to get through, right? Get over the goal line. And sometimes people got hurt in that process, but he did not enjoy hurting people. There's an NFL clip where he lowers his shoulders. This guy flew like 8 feet and landed on his derriere. But I just, and John just, it was like he was just going to the mailbox, right? And I was just like, holy cow, you know, that is energy in motion. I wouldn't want him to have hurt that DB, but God, it was like the guy flew. And so I just look at that and I go, power and motion. Wow.
Yeah. Power motion, power couple, power woman. We just love that you were here with us. Spent some time with our viewers and listeners. We really appreciate it. But where can people kind of find out more about you, USO to support? Where can we send them?
Well, obviously the USO is it's famous. It's anywhere. USO, usometro.org is our website. We're merging with our parent company soon. So we're going to just be one big USO. Anytime you support the USO, I promise you are supporting a service member. So just keep that in mind. You are going to make a difference. I promise you.
Well, thank you, Lisa Marie. It has been nothing short but amazing and enjoyable. It has been a true pleasure getting to know you and your husband. And, you know, I admire all the work that you do and the ability to adapt and to change and to have that grit and courage. And also, I just love that you light up when you speak about your husband. So thank you so much for joining the WOW.
Thank you, Jade and Janine. I hope to get to see you guys in person now that we're opening up.
Yes,
so we'll figure it out.
Yes, we will.
As my Ranger father used to say, you call, I'll haul.
A new decade demands a new kind of wine. As consumers continue to embrace healthier lifestyles with beverages that taste great and keep in line with their dietary preferences, and wine is no exception. Fresh Vine Wine thoughtfully crafts great tasting premium wines that are low calorie, low carb, low sugar, keto, vegan friendly, and gluten free. Fresh Vine Wines pairs perfectly with your active lifestyle without sacrificing on taste. Available in select stores in DC and Maryland.
You can hear every Washington football team game on the Team 980 and streaming on the radio.com app. Listen to Team 980 every day for expert analysis, Washington football guests, and your calls along with hosts Kevin Sheehan, Washington football legend Brian Mitchell, Steve Zabin, and more on the official radio of home of the Washington football team. Download the radio.com app and favorite the Team 980 today to listen on your phone or smart speaker. We are heading into WOW Overtime brought to you by Fresh Vine Wine. Lisa Marie was just lighting me up this morning. She is just such a breath of fresh air and just like a go-getter. And I like I said it before, but I love how much she just was in awe of her husband and how she spoke of him. I think it's just such an amazing quality to see someone just be not only obviously in love, but respect and have that admiration for their life partner. And she said it, you know, it really is about having that foundation and that base. And they can be each other's biggest cheerleaders. You know, it's not only about the legend of who John Riggins is, but also her having her joy and her life and her purpose and them complementing each other. So she's amazing. And I really can't wait to be more involved with the USO.
Yeah, most definitely. And, you know, there's that whole saying that you're the average of the five people that you're around the most. And so if your mate, your partner, your significant other brings you that much joy and happiness, and you all are able to support one another in the way that they do, then you can't go wrong, right? And so it just gives me a little bit of hope because I'm not married yet. I'm waiting and holding out for a John Briggins. I know that it is possible to have that type of lasting relationship even years and years after marriage. The other thing that really just I loved about, you know, what she said, and of course, all that she's doing for USO and everything, but just the fact that she really wanted to forward think and say to herself, okay, if something were to happen, I need to be able to support my family just as John is supporting us right now. And her deciding to step outside of her comfort zone, and, you know, because she could have just been, and not just because being a housewife or a mom, it in and of itself is a full-time job, but she decided to take on an entirely different career and go to law school and continue her education to become a lawyer. And then to take those skills to do something very meaningful to, you know, for the friends that she met through John. So just an amazing, amazing journey that they have lived together, and really exciting conversation. So shout out to her again for joining us on the WOW.
I know, I really did feel like girl talk. We were joking about that when we stopped recording with her, but it did, it just felt like, you know, just hanging out with your girlfriends and then learning more about each other. And also kudos to her for just pivoting and to changing. She said it like she would accomplish something and be like, what's next? And I just love that. It doesn't matter, you know, where you are, or what age you are at, like you can always take control of your life and you can always flip it. And it's just such a good message to hear. You know, we hear it a lot, but to also just hear it come from someone who's lived it and has been successful at it. I want to give a huge shout out and thank you to all of my WOW women and WOW members that joined me at the X's and O event last week, brought to you by the Washington Times at FedEx Field. It was so good to be back in person, to be at the stadium. We had Washington football alumni John Springs there, along with the special teams coordinator Nate Katzor. And it was just, I told Stevie, our producer and Janine earlier this week on a planning call, but I was shocked at how much football knowledge that you all know, my WOW members. And not that I doubt you, because I do not, but it's just the questions that you were asking and the details and the quality, like you, I mean, even Sean was like, wow, these women know their stuff. And it was just really fun to all be together. And we look forward to more events like that coming up as football season gets back underway. So make sure that you are following all the WOW social media accounts. WOW, if you're not a WOW member, make sure you're signing up to know what else is going on so that you can hang out with me and Janine at future events. And also just to do a shameless plug, make sure that you're following me and Janine on social media. My Instagram account is jjde.kenny, kenny.wow. Send us guests that you want to see on the show. Just send them. We'll see if it's a possibility. You know, dream your wildest dreams. We'll see if we can have them on the show. And also just send us any topics or questions that you have.
Yeah, most definitely. And you can follow me and connect with me at Janine, G-E-N-I-E-N-N-E with W-I-T-H-A-G. So Janine with the G. And like Jade said, this is for you. Like our WOW show is for you. And so we really want to make sure that we're having the conversations and we're asking the questions and we're doing all of the things that you want to hear and that you want to discuss. You know, so whatever topics are kind of on your brain, whatever questions you have about the Washington football team, it could be anything, self-care, empowerment, health, fitness. We just want to know what you want to know. So be sure to connect with us, DM us either on our personal accounts or on the WOW account so that we can make sure that this show is everything that you want it to be. Because like I said, we are here for you.
All right. And that's going to do it for us. Thank you so much for joining the WOW, where we connect and empower women through sports. Huge thanks to our partner at Fresh Fine Wine. Till next time.
For more than 100 years, Chesapeake Employers Insurance has been helping Maryland businesses keep their workers safe. With competitive pricing and an AM Best A-minus financial strength rating, it's no surprise that Chesapeake Employers is Maryland's largest writer of workers' comp insurance.
At the end of every workday, someone's waiting for your safe return.
Connect with your agent or visit CEIWC.com.
Novec is powering a new generation by providing renewable energy, including solar. Once new solar projects are completed in 2023, Novec will provide enough to power 100,000 homes. Members may also purchase solar panels now through Novec Solutions. Protecting the environment, providing reliable, safe, affordable electricity. Because future generations are depending on it. Novec, keeping life bright.
Somewhere in Maryland, Dr. X unleashes his scratch-off masterpiece.
Load the prizes, Cashbot!
Done, Doctor!
Now multiply them!
50 times?
4!
100 times?
Yes, 100 times the cash!
That's $1 million top prize!
Zap, Cashbot, zap!
It's alive!
It's beautiful!
Play all 5 new X multiplier scratch-offs from the Maryland Lottery, like nothing we've created before. Play safely and responsibly.